This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a lot of work to do, but let's get things rolling.
All those teams, each one has a truck. So, yeah, that's quite a few trucks coming in.
We're seeing a milestone today for debris removal from our fires. Tuesday, February 11th, this is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy Family Dealerships. Mike Simpson in for Alex today. Coming up, Luka makes his debut as a Laker, and rain is on the way. Actually, we're going to get a lot of it.
There could be mud flows, street flooding, and down trees.
And we're going to talk about that. But first, let's talk about the cleanup from our fires. Palisades Fire, the Eaton Fire, because we're starting to get into this next phase. The Army Corps has set out their plans to start going through some private properties this week. And we've told you cleanups in a couple different phases, right? Now they're both at the same time. First, the EPA's got to do its thing, the hazardous waste, the toxic materials that are in there. And then the Army Corps comes in, or private contractors, and clears the rest of it so eventually people can rebuild. The EPA also now has got five different sites to take all that bad stuff. They promise it's going to be safe, tents and plastic tarps and air monitors. And here's what you may see. A lot of trucks on the move, right? There's a new site at the Altadena Golf Course. Pete Demetrio talking to the EPA rep there.
All those teams, each one has a truck. So, yeah, that's quite a few trucks coming in. And then the larger trucks to take the material away. The smaller ones are stake beds, common in construction or gardening. And the larger ones will be tractor trailers to take the waste away.
When you talk about taking it away, not really a problem. Are you going to have basically escorts to make sure you guys get in and out safely and efficiently without any problem?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the tractor trailers will come in for take material to landfills, and so we'll fill those up over a couple of days or a week, and then that material will go away.
Mm-hmm. If they got three or four trucks, guess what? They're going to have a police escort to make sure they get through. No problems, no issues.
Yeah, I think so.
The goal, ideally, he says, finish the toxic removal in all the burn areas by the 25th of this month, and then it's the long process to get the rest of the debris out of there. How much is all this going to cost? We talked about some of the estimates before, and they vary. Right now, we have some actual bills coming in. One of the first ones just got turned into the LA Council.
$4.4 million. That's how much money LA City Fire is asking for right now from the LA Budget Committee and ultimately Council to help cover the cost of overtime. Overtime primarily for battling the Palisades Fire disaster. I talked with the chair of the Budget Committee, Katie Young-Yaroslavsky, along with Bob Blumenfield, who also serves on that committee.
They need some overtime cash, and they're just moving it from a different fire account.
It's just moving the money around.
It's not new money. It's already their money.
Fire department always spends more than they're actually allocated, and they have the ability to do that. So we know that those numbers are coming in higher.
Within the LA City budget, LA Fire and LAPD are unique. They've got their regular budgets, which get approved, and then underneath that or alongside it, there are significant amounts of money set aside to help pay for things, disasters, the unforeseen, which, as we all know, happen.
That's our Craig Figner from City Hall. Now, we do have this storm coming, strongest we've seen so far this season. LA's mayor, Mayor Bass, talking about the preps today.
More than 7,500 feet of concrete barriers, more than 6,500 sandbags and other erosion control measures throughout the Palisades. Clearing of the catch basins and removal of fire debris to clear our storm drain system for these rains.
We sent our Emily Valdez to check in with some people downhill below the burn area in Altadena. They're worried about possible toxic flows, things coming down on top of them.
I met Kevin outside his Altadena home. He was putting a tarp on his roof that the wind tore off during the firestorm. He's got sandbags up.
The problem is that the fire itself has kind of blown up all expectations. Normally, I would say I'm not concerned, but that's the way I felt when I saw the glow of the fire over in Eaton Canyon that evening. And 2.5 hours later, we were being evacuated.
LA County Sheriff's Lieutenant Ethan Marquez with the Altadena station says they have extra deputies on staff.
In the event we have to close roads, in the event we have to help with evacuations, to help maybe support the fire department in any way we can, those are the kind of things we'll be doing.
Before the previous storm, LA County had already put up sandbags and taken other measures to hopefully divert debris flows from the burned out properties away from the downhill neighborhoods.
Again, Emily Valdez. We also talked to a geologist on my show, LA's Morning News. Vicky Moore and I do that show every weekday morning, and he's worried about what we might see.
I think the biggest thing is that some of these watershed areas on the canyons, that come down to the coast in Palisades and Malibu, they're just completely burned. There's no vegetation left.
This is Mike Phipps. He works with a lot of cities, including Malibu.
And, you know, what happens in these burn scars is you get these soils that are hydrophobic. They resist infiltration of water after a burn. And so you get a lot more runoff in those situations. So the most striking thing to me is that some of these complete, you know, watershed areas are just entirely burned. I think the mud flows are going to happen during and you know, right at the tail end of the highest intensity of the storms. The risk of landslides beyond that is going to be with more storms coming in, more saturation of the soil. So I think it's going to be pretty much around the time of the storm or right afterwards.
Is there anything more that anyone can do at this point, or are we just at the mercy of the rain system coming in?
Well, it's a tough situation. I know that all of the cities, counties, you know, agencies have been working very hard to get you know, things as prepared as they can. The county of LA has done a lot of work in the hills. I've seen it. And, you know, I think they've done the best they can. And we just have to hope that we don't get a bigger storm coming in. This one seems to be about a moderate size atmospheric river. So fingers crossed.
Mike Phipps, fingers crossed. He watches those hillsides. Speaking of hills, we're getting an update on the time frame, some info on the challenges when it comes to protecting the rail line through San Clemente. You remember this, right? Landslides, shrinking beaches kept closing the tracks. Sometimes this was weeks. This is where Amtrak's Pacific Surfliner goes through. Some of those closures, lasted a long time.
It's really a menu of different options that we have looked at, whether it's the bluff side, the beach side, or the rail line itself. And what we want to basically do is, at this junction in time, it's really more of a kitchen sink approach.
Yeah, throw it all in there. That's the project manager for OCTA, the Transportation Authority, on what's going to be done eventually. Right now, it's a lot of permits and paperwork. Also, they got to find sand. A lot of sand. They've already spent $40 million to shore things up, but still some other problem areas. So basically, this is something that's going to go into next year, at least. All right, we're taking a quick break, and then we've got Luca as a Laker and a 16-year-old who probably is a whole lot smarter than we are. Luca made his debut with the Lakers. Luka Doncic, one of the biggest trades ever, right? Finally in purple and gold. He made the debut as the Lakers took on the Jazz at Crypto. 14 points for him, 5 rebounds. The Lakers won at 132-113. After the game, he said, you know, I was a little nervous, but it was good to play again.
The way they received me, everybody, it was amazing to see. I was a little nervous before. I remember when was the last time I was nervous before the game. So, but once I stepped on the court, it was fun. And just being out there again felt amazing.
He's not used to being nervous anymore. He was also asked about playing along with LeBron.
I mean, it's special. I mean, he sees the game in a different way than a lot of people. I mean, his IQ is insane. And just, you know, have two guys like that on court, I think it's going to help the whole team out.
He missed the first few games as he recovered from a calf injury, but here we are now. And one more about the fires, but this time watching out for them. This is a really smart teenager, started working on this back when he was a kid, really smart kid. 16-year-old now, Ryan Honore from Newport Beach, has this fire detection system that uses AI and cameras, some other sensors, and he was showing it off how it works to KCAL News.
It would take a picture of that fire. It would detect it from its infrared and maybe even its smoke as well. And then it would instantly send that information and as an email, text, or push notification to, for example, it might be directed towards the Orange County Fire Authority's phones.
First deployment in Irvine, up and running. Goals to spot these fires when they're really small and get the department out there early before anyone else really notices that something's going on. He partnered with the OC Fire Authority after getting a big grant from the Irvine Ranch Conservancy. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. Hey, stay in school like Ryan there. You can do something good for people. And also, why don't you rate us, review us, do all that stuff Alex tells you to do on the apps? We'd appreciate it. And come back tomorrow. See ya.